June. Birds chirping. Insects buzzing. The start of summer. Children playing. Summer brides having their wedding. The mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
Yes,
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
June
21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Wednesday, May 29th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay. You know, every time I start this show, I realize the microphone is too low. And then I need to raise the microphone. But what happens is it squeaks and makes like a noise. It makes a spring noise, because there's a spring on my thing. My thing has a spring. And so anyway, it does that every single time. So I'm recording a little bit early today because I have a rehearsal. And thank you, Kathy Bacon, for, and now the spring is going to go down, and so it's going to make another noise. But thank you, Kathy Bacon, on Twitter. She was basically saying that this show is perfect now that I'm doing it daily because Fatty's going away and I have a recap, future plans, same length because he has 50% bumpers. Because I'm only doing around, when you add in my opening music and like the June, it's only about 10 minutes because I couldn't do 20 minutes of content. And I'm only really committing to do this until the June event. Because I wanted to every day kind of, you know, advertise for the June event. So I'm only committing to doing it till then. If I go crazy and I love doing it, or everyone just says, oh my God, Adam, you've got to do this every single day. You know, I will say this, adding it as more of a routine during the week has made me, I don't know, it's more of a habit. It's becoming more of a habit. So, you know, a lot of times I have trouble making myself get up to the studio and record because I'm doing stuff with Mark and, you know, or I'm busy because I'm always busy, or, you know, things of that nature. And so just kind of setting aside 15 minutes to quickly pound it out, so to speak, makes it a little bit easier to do. But I don't know. You guys can write me on Twitter or on my email and let me know what you think about that. So yesterday, once again, I recorded late. So today was just work. Nothing really exciting happened, but we have been having like really bad weather. And I think the weather has been, I saw Kathy Bacon actually on Twitter. Kathy's getting a lot of FaceTime on today's episode, but I saw a photo of her that she posted of like flooding that was happening in some field on her way home from work or something like that. And we did have some storms go through today, which I think looking at the map, they were going all the way from like Texas all the way up to, I don't know, Missouri or further north. Maybe they hit the Dakotas as well. I'm not really sure. But we had, when I was coming home from work, there was a siren going off. So Mark messaged me. He's like, oh my God, we have a siren, you know? And so it's like this really, I don't know if the siren's really close to our house or if it's just a really loud siren, but the siren was going off. And so I get home and I decided to have a Canadian bacon and egg sandwich for my lunch. Because Canadian bacon's only like 1 point for 3 slices. An egg is 0 points. my bread is only 1 point per slice, and then I've got some light mayonnaise that's like 1 point per tablespoon or something. So I thought, okay, I'm going to have that. But I needed to heat the Canadian bacon, and I needed to cook the egg, yada, yada. So while I'm cooking, the wind comes up, and it's blowing and blowing. And our front window, you can see it's an open floor plan on the bottom floor, and you can see out the window. Mark always opens the blinds every day so Sydney can see out while we're gone to work. Because we have a school right across the street, and she likes to watch the children play outside and stuff. And so, anyway, I'm cooking, and the tree out in the front yard is, like, bending. It seems like halfway over. The rose bushes are, like, you know, blowing. It looks like they're going to blow away. And, you know, it's just... And then we're watching our local weather station. I think the weatherman, who I've seen in person, I've seen a local celebrity in person at one of the restaurants. I was corrected. I said we ate at a place called Tavola on one of the episodes, I don't know, a week ago or something. And I think it might have been Lamont Cranston. Somebody on Twitter, I believe, corrected me and said it's Tavola. But I'm in the South and we say Tavola. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I saw this weatherman at Tavola one time. And he's on there. I think he gets a boner anytime there's bad weather. I mean, he is on there. He's like, and he annoys Mark because he has an assistant weatherman or whatever you call it. And they're always running the computer. And the main weather guy is standing in front of the green screen, like waving his arms around the map and like, oh, look at this. This could be rotation happening or, you know, whatever. And he always has... The assistant has to change they switch to cameras and they switch to, you know, they're like, oh, go to weather cam number 5 in Springdale or, you know, whatever. And so Mark says, why can't he just change his own? Why does he have to like holler at the, or holler? I sound so, why does he have to, scream at the assistant to change the map? So he's doing that. And then they start having a power outage at the local news, the news station. But for some reason, the power outage didn't cause the entire screen to go black. The weatherman suddenly disappears. He blinks in and out of existence. And it's so weird because, you know, he's on a green screen. So you're seeing the map behind him and you're seeing or whatever camera they're showing or, you know, whatever like that. But... he's disappearing. He's blinking in and out of existence like he's some superhero or something. It's crazy. Anyway, so we're watching that. But luckily, no tornado touched. Well, at least no tornado touched here at the house. You know, I haven't watched the news tonight to see if any other local businesses blew away or homes or anything like that. We're okay here. And so I ate my sandwich and everything fine. I went back to work. Nothing really happened at work either. But when I was driving home from work, and nothing really happened on the way home from work, but when I was driving home, it was really windy. Like I said, I don't think we had a tornado, but it was really super windy. And along the side of the highway, I saw a big, huge trampoline upside down, just laying on the grass on the side of the highway. And there's a housing development like up a hill from the highway, but there's a fence. So I assume the wind was blowing so hard that it picked up this trampoline and flipped it over the fence upside down and onto the grass next to the highway. So that's crazy. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe it was a little bit of a tornado there, but anyway, that's about all that happened. I did get one of my lenses in as well, so I was testing that out for about 5 minutes during lunch. It was my wide-angle lens. I'm really excited about it, and so I'm going to learn all how to use that. I do have one email that I'm going to read really fast from Sam in the hinterlands. And she says, ... on your shows in the car this morning. Hope your family wedding exceeds all expectations in nothing but good ways. And if it goes any other way, I hope you can, as Garrick said, get off several cutting remarks which will wound them for days to come. Oh shit, if you aren't a DS9 fan, then that totally sounds stupid. Well, hell. You know what? I never got into DS9. I love Star Trek. But I never got into Deep Space Nine because I think it's mainly because they're on a space station and they're just sitting still. I like all of the Star Treks where they're flying around and going to different locations in each episode. But I never could really get into their static, they're on a space station. I should watch that again now that I'm older and see if I would like it. But anyway, I never watched that, really. I tried a couple of times. I'm really excited about the new Picard show that's going to be on CBS All Access, though. I don't know if any of my listeners watch Star Trek, but I've been watching Discovery, and I'm really excited about the new Picard show that's come. Because Picard is my favorite captain. I'm sorry. Anyway, she says, in any case, have a wonderful weekend, and I hope the Pokemon stuff also exceeds expectations in nothing but good ways. Best S. Well, thank you, Sam, and thanks, Kathy, for tweeting about me. Yeah, so thank you all. The wedding went fine. I've talked about it a little bit the past couple of days, so I won't rehash that. All right, I'm going to end it here to stay around 10 minutes. For more episodes, for previous episodes of the show, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can tweet me on Twitter. GeekyGayTV is my Twitter handle. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. Once again, don't forget about the June event, June 21st through the 23rd. Bye, everyone. See you tomorrow. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.